Bob Packwood says he'll fight Senate expulsion for misconduct. Former LAPD Detective Mark Furman takes the fifth. Shortstop Cal Ripken Jr. breaks the Ironman's record. Good morning. I'm Mitchell Krause for Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup.
They are sending a very clear message that the Senate has zero tolerance for the type of behavior he exhibited over the course of his Senate career.
California Senator Barbara Boxer on the Senate Ethics Committee unanimous decision to recommend the expulsion of Oregon Senator Bob Packwood. Rob Armstrong reports.
An angry, defiant Packwood called the Ethics Committee vote unfair and outrageous. As he has before, he dismissed the sexual misconduct charges against him.
I am accused of kissing women, on occasion of perhaps overly eagerly kissing women, and that is the charge. Not drugging, not robbing, kissing.
If he decides to fight the Ethics Committee recommendation, it will be a tough battle. In recent years, the Senate has never rejected a committee recommendation. If he is expelled, he'll make history. The last time that happened was in 1862 when Jesse D. Bright of Indiana was kicked out of the Senate for supporting the Confederacy. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Late last night and again this morning, Packwood said he would not resign, at least not now. Maura Roche, one of Packwood's accusers, says the committee did the right thing.
It demonstrates that the Ethics Committee believes the women. They believe their allegations. They believe their witnesses.
Jeanette Slampion is a Packwood friend and supporter.
The Ethics Committee clearly thinks they can get away with it and destroy someone, and I think the floor fight will be a very, very interesting one and very revealing about the politics of this whole issue.
Former Los Angeles Police Detective Mark Furman has taken the fifth, the protection against self-incrimination, after tape recordings contradicted his testimony under oath that he did not use the word nigger during the past 10 years. O.J. Simpson defense attorney Johnny Cochran.
What more does anyone need out there to understand that we have now demonstrated this man had motive, he had opportunity, and now he's claimed the Fifth Amendment out of his own mouths?
This is David Dow in Los Angeles. It was one of the most dramatic moments since testimony began in the O.J. Simpson case last January, and the jury didn't see it.
Detective Furman, did you plant or manufacture any evidence in this case?
I assert my Fifth Amendment privilege.
With that, retired Detective Mark Furman was excused from the witness stand, but not the firestorm swirling around the racially charged words four witnesses have now described. Gleeful defense attorneys now hope to finish their case this week, leaving prosecutors to mop up from the witness who found the world's most famous bloody glove. Legal analysts such as CBS News consultant Stan Goldman expect a long rebuttal case.
I don't care how much Judge Ito was screaming at me to hurry up. I'd spend a month, not a week as most people predict about this, or 2 weeks, but I'd spend a month in rebuttal. I'd get every avenue of scientific testimony back on there to distract the jury from these Mark Furman issues.
Today, Judge Ito is expected to rule on a defense motion to suppress some evidence from Simpson's home, including the Furman glove. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A nonprofit police support group in Arlington, Virginia says it's refunding what it calls substantial contributions for Furman's legal defense fund, saying his attitudes and opinions are totally opposite to that of the organization. NATO warplanes are at it again, attacking targets in Serb-held areas around Sarajevo. One report says huge explosions rocked the Bosnian Serb stronghold of Pale, 10 miles east of Sarajevo. UN spokesman Alexander Ivanko.
We will continue to operate in the same fashion we have operated in the last 48 hours to try to pressure the Bosnian Serbs to move their heavy weapons. That's all they have to do, is move their heavy weapons out of the exclusion zone.
So far, the Serbs have refused on grounds that would impose Serb-inhabited areas to attacks from the Bosnian government army. NATO denies a Bosnian Serb claim this morning that its gunners downed an alliance warplane. The continued NATO action has prompted the Kremlin to respond with a threat to help the Serbs. Correspondent Jonathan Sanders is in Moscow.
Today, President Yeltsin lashed out at the West for ignoring Kremlin opinions. Yeltsin warned unilateral NATO moves could return Europe to Cold War-like divisions, East against West. And he blasted what he called NATO's double standard, its willingness to punish Bosnian Serbs and ignore attacks by Croatians.
The White House this morning called Russia's contribution to the U.S.-led peace drive in Bosnia very important and took note of Yeltsin's criticism, promising further discussions with the Russian Federation on the issue. The damage estimates from Hurricane Luis continued to mount, but information is slow in coming in because of downed communication lines. At least 13 people are now reported dead on Caribbean islands in the wake of the powerful storm. Hardest hit were St. Martin, Antigua, St. Kitts, and Anguilla, where one report says dozens may have died. On some islands, almost every building was destroyed or damaged. Luis has moved north of Puerto Rico and is now considered a threat to the U.S. mainland. Forecasters say a tropical storm system that's dumped heavy rain on Florida kept Luis at bay. It's also threatening this morning's scheduled launch of the shuttle Endeavour. Violence in Tahiti as activists protest the French resumption of nuclear tests at its Polynesian test site about 750 miles away. At least 13 people were injured. The demonstrators marched from the airport to downtown Papeete, the capital, smashing windows, setting buildings afire, and looting. Paris is sending more French legionnaires to cope with the disturbances. The government says the tests will go on. A thunderous and lengthy ovation for the man who broke what most thought was an unbreakable baseball record.
This is Al Freeman at Camden Yards in Baltimore.
Tonight I stand here overwhelmed as my name is linked with the great and courageous Lou Gehrig.
After surpassing the Iron Horse's record that was never supposed to be broken, Cal Ripken thanked the people of Baltimore, a working-class town where he's demonstrated the ultimate work ethic. Local resident Joe Slovic says the Orioles shortstop has done a lot for civic pride.
This record is his, but it's also Baltimore's, I think. I mean, because he spent, you know, his life here and done all of it as an Oriole. And, you know, we can claim as much of it as he.
To Cal Ripken, the secret is doing your very best day in and day out. That, he says, is all he's ever tried to do. Al Freeman, CBS News, Baltimore.
About 5,000 Teamster Union drivers went on strike today against Ryder System Incorporated, the company that hauls new cars and trucks to dealers. The union contends Ryder and other car haulers have violated federal labor laws by refusing to share economic and operations information in negotiations for a new contract. A new and bigger crime wave may be in the offing. The Justice Department says America's children are turning to crime at such an alarming rate that juvenile arrests may double by the year 2010. The new national report also found that other young people are more likely to be victims of crime at the hands of their peers armed with guns. Criminologists say poverty is a major factor in developing a generation that could be called the young and the ruthless. The more than $4 billion global breast implant settlement is reportedly near collapse. The Wall Street Journal says lawyers for the plaintiffs and Bristol-Myers Squibb have failed to reach an agreement, and the attorneys say the judge in the case has declared the deal dead. The paper says this could open the way for thousands of new individual lawsuits against former manufacturers of the device. On Wall Street, the Dow up a fraction of a point, 10 past the hour.